He knew he hadn't put any effort into his appearance. According to Jane Tanner, another friend who'd hung out with her and Averill, the three of them had been inseparable. Brant's parents had retired, and he and his three younger brothers had taken over the running of their 2,000-acre cattle ranch.
"What brings you back to town?"
he asked.
"You've laid low for so long. I thought we'd seen the last of you."
Pretending that running into him was no more remarkable to her than running into anyone else, she lifted her orange juice to take a sip before returning the glass to the heavily varnished table. "My Aunt Phoebe died."
"That's the old lady who lived in the farmhouse on Mill Creek Road, right? The one with the blue hair?"
Her great aunt had been a diminutive woman, only 5 feet tall and less than 100 pounds. But she'd had her hair done once a week like clockwork, still used the blue rinse she'd grown fond of in her early 20s when platinum blonde had been all the rage, and dressed in her Sunday best, including nylons, whenever she came to town. So she'd stood out.
"That's her." "What happened?"
Tallulah got the impression he was assessing the changes in her, just as she was assessing the changes in him, and wished she'd put more effort into her appearance today. She didn't want to come off the worse for wear after what she'd done. But when she'd rolled out of bed, pulled on her yoga pants and a sleeveless knit top, and piled her long blonde hair on top of her head before coming to the diner for breakfast, she'd assumed she'd be early enough to miss the younger crowd, which included the people she'd rather avoid. That had proven mostly to be true. Except for Brant, almost everyone else in the diner was over 60. But he worked on a ranch, so he was probably up even before the birds that had been chirping loudly outside her window, making it impossible for her to sleep another second. "She died of old age. Aunt Phoebe was almost 100.
"I'm sorry to hear you lost her."
He sounded sincere, at least.
"Were you close?"
"No, actually, we weren't," Tallulah admitted. "She never liked me." Phoebe hadn't liked children in general. They were too loud, too unruly, and too messy. And once Tallulah had become a teenager, and her mother had allowed her to quit taking piano lessons from her great aunt, they'd never really connected, other than seeing each other at various family functions, during which Tallulah and her sister, Debbie, had gone out of their way to avoid their mother's crotchety aunt. His teeth flashed in a wider smile.
"Maybe she was a friend of the Gerhardts."
Tallulah gave him a dirty look.
"So were you. But unfortunately, you're standing here talking to me."
He chuckled instead of being offended, which soothed some of her ire. He was willing to take what he was dishing out. She had to respect that.
"I'm more generous than most,"
he teased, pressing a hand to his muscular chest.
"But if it makes you feel any better, you're not the only one who struggled to get along with your aunt."
"You knew her personally?"
she asked in surprise.
"Not well, but I'll never forget the day someone had the audacity to honk at her because she was driving at the speed of a horse and buggy down the middle of the highway, holding up traffic for miles."
"What happened?"
"Once I got around her, I found she was capable of driving a lot faster. She tailgated me to the bank, where she climbed out and swung her purse at me while giving me a piece of her mind for scaring her while she was behind the wheel."
Tallulah had to laugh at the mental picture that created.
"You're the one who honked at her?"
"The bank was about to close."
He gave a low whistle as he rubbed the beard growth on his squarish chin.
"But after that, I decided if I was ever in the same situation again, I'd skip the bank."
Most people in Coyote Canyon probably had a similar story about Aunt Phoebe, maybe more than one. She might have been small, but she was mighty and wouldn't take any guff, as she put it, from anyone.
"Yeah, well, imagine being a little girl on the receiving end of that sharp tongue.
I'd dread my weekly piano lesson and cry whenever my mother left me with her."
"I'll have to let Ellen know that,"
he said. Tallulah didn't remember anyone by that name in Coyote Canyon.